Broadcasting from the golden heart of Asia, Cebu, the Philippines. This is the coolest podcast around Metro Cebu. This is Vic Mance, the podcast. Karon sa Zinbiosis Medical and Aesthetics Clinic nata sa A. Velez Corner, Gayland Street, Cagayan City. Then si Dr. Grace Sane. Doctora, can you tell us about sa imong bagong clinic?
Yes, kanya mong clinic offers medical and aesthetic services like we have acupuncture. So, for those with kanang mga rayuma, kanang mga numbness, you can come to us for acupuncture, and we also offer kanim for beauty nga mga treatments like facials. Then we also have ang pinaka high end ni mga namo nga gina-offer is ang platelet rich plasma, which includes kanim fractional microneedling. Then we use your own the patient serum to apply to the face para ano rejuvenation.
Then nabasa na ko sa yung Facebook nga Zen ang inyong kuan, ang yung theme. Zen. So more on relaxing.
Yes,
or
inner peace. So kung stress out mo, you can have acupuncture, magkano ng facial treatment. So
I see. Then doc, aha ka na mo makontakt sa Facebook or sa
we have Facebook page. You can look for us at Zenbiosis Medical and Aesthetic Clinic. Hindi pa ko sure sa address, pero you can look for it. Search lang, ma-appear na siya.
Nice. Then, any phone number?
Yes, we have phone number. We posted it also in our Facebook page.
Sige, salamat kayo, Doc.
Oo, thank you.
Process.
Right?
I forgot the word.
word, adulterated? Minimal.
Well, that's different.
So, they sanitize the milk, okay, so that it can stay on the shelf for 6 months.
Also, it's pasteurized.
More than pasteurized, higher level.
Well, homogenized.
Ultra heat treatment, UHT, ultra heat treatment. So, although the milk would stay good for 6 months, it is gone from UHT milk. So we have to find local fresh milk. Actually, we have to go to the Laguna farms, talk to the milk farmers, and ask them, can you supply us milk so that we can make it to yogurt? At that time, there were also, a lot of them don't even produce yogurt. And we were the first, actually, in the Philippines to use fresh milk to make frozen yogurt.
And from local
markets. So why do we call Italia? Right? Because we still source our supplies from Italy from the beginning up to now. The Italians were the ones who helped us produce our products. So they were the ones who advised us, you should buy local milk, but use our ingredients. So it's a combination. Italian ingredients, local milk, that we combine and then we make into yogurt. And then to keep it fresh, we have to always keep it frozen. Once it becomes frozen, it's kept in frozen state so that the bacteria will not die. So just be static. So even when you ship to Cagayan de Oro or Davao, it has to be in a refrigerated van. So this is what our quality has to be, that we sell the product. It tastes like yogurt and it has really lots of billions of bacteria inside. It cannot be just a taste like yogurt but doesn't have bacteria inside. Because it happens. When we talk to the farmers now, 4 years later, we ask them, do you supply any other brand? They don't. They don't have an only buyer who makes yogurt. I don't want to talk about other brands, whatever, but I just want to say that we're so happy that we can give to the Filipinos the product that we need to quality. So, later on we expanded our product line, we developed our own that we use sourdough. Sourdough waffles, I think it's something that you cannot find in other stores. So usually the waffle is a waffle mix that you just use some water and then and or otherwise some bake it and then they freeze it and then they reheat it. We make the used waffles in house. Oh, freshly made. So when you, unfortunately, it's not available yesterday, but within the week, I think Julie will make it available. And you will smell, all things smell so delicious. Yeah, so, and then lately, about a month ago, we came up with our own line of cake, which is yogurt cake. Also, the very first in the Philippines. This one, as you cannot find in the United States, we developed it our own. So, we wanted to keep our product a healthy product. But I'm open to questions.
How many branches?
22.
Second
in Mindanao.
The other one is in Davao.
We always try to find a partner that we can help build this business together. So it's really with the purchasing, we do not accept anymore for the world. So she can have the freedom to grow as she can.
You mentioned earlier that you had that supplier in Laguna. So, do you have plans of having White Hat Cagayan de Oro, the supplier coming from a neighboring province?
Locally? Yeah. Not yet, because we have to, it's not just the milk, we feel like the process is still yogurt. So actually now, our commissary is in Makati. So it's our top secret, you know, how we make yogurt. We take the taste of our yogurt. It's not the same as Korean taste or something, because it's actually developed for the Filipino taste buds. When the Italian came to the Manila, they had to stay for a week. And then we were in the kitchen, making our own formula. And then we had to invite friends who will take it for us. Without knowing the formula, of course. There's so many versions. That we say, what is the version that is acceptable to people? So, our product is actually a little bit sweet, but still there's a sourness. Not only has a sourness. Even the cake we tried this time.
Sour.
It's a sour cake.
Perfectly balanced.
Yeah, but because there's some sweet topping, so
please try our product, and you already have a stock. We have one for something with a quick make. You have
one for something for there. Go for it. Everything is already there, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm getting many parts here. Andrew and Jessica were our endorsers in
for Magic.
We were doing some White Hat challenge at that time.
I saw the picture.
The cup challenge, where we invite customers to try to carry as many cups as they can.
Wait, I saw that. Wow. That was White Hat.
So
do you guys have like endorsers, like celebrity endorsers?
The next time we're launching our cake. We actually talked to a lot of bloggers. So one of the famous bloggers, Ruby for Dessert, if you're familiar with Gloria Baltazar. Have you heard of her?
Yeah.
Actually, I sent her one cake to her house.
Okay.
Then the next week, she ordered from us as a gift to her daughter. Her mother liked it so much.
The yogurt cake?
Yes.
Okay.
So, when
do we have the yogurt cake here?
Maybe next month. We want those for you. And the store is 80% finished. Which has the final look like? There will be still a couch here. The TV should be running. So there should be a cloud on top of the TV. So once the store is done, ready now. We'll do the thing. We'll invite you home. Sorry.
Oh, yogurt coffee.
Yeah,
and
that's intriguing,
yogurt.
Right?
And we are a local brand, so a lot of people ask our where is this brand from? It's all local.
That ends our show for today. To listen to other episodes, download them on VicMads.com and WowCDO.com. Follow me on Twitter and Facebook. That's VicMads. Have a great day. Relax and chill.